Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
Unbeknown to Mitch and Ann, there is a microphone hidden in Mitch's cell. In a room above them, Gorg and Joe wait for them to reveal Rocky's hideout. When Ann sees Mitch tied to a wall, she is horrified. Tears well into her eyes as she stares at his battered, bleeding face. Realizing that unless she acts, Mitch is doomed, Ann turns away and walks toward the cell door.
Where are you going?
Tell Gorg where Rocky and Ann are.
No, Ann.
I've got to admit, it's the only way I can save her life.
But can't kill me. I'd be okay now.
He wouldn't want to suffer this way.
Not
hurt. You are. I've already told you more and more.
No matter what they do to me, we can't just rock you away. Still loose, we've got to show. Once they grab me.
Yes, but you...
Yeah, it's true what you told me, eh? Gotta know it. Got to wear the pants. We're married when we get ourselves a dog collar and pencil.
Oh. Yes.
I bet you say that to a little boy. I'm beginning to feel better already. If I could have a course for your kisses, I'd be right in an hour. Hey, don't stop the treatment, Doc.
You wipe away the blood from your lips.
Take it easy, I'm kind of tender.
Oh, Mitch, you can't go on this way. Tied to a wall. Go, go.
Just finding a job. We'll talk about gold later.
Things are very quiet down there. Why not allow me to deal with the woman? She knows where Vokdar and this Rocky Starr are hiding. I could force her to speak quickly. There are methods of treatment that women cannot resist.
No.
I would hate to see such a deliriously lovely animal hurt. Sire, you must allow me to deal with her. We cannot go ahead with our plans for universal conquest until we wipe out all opposition on Venus. Quiet.
Of course, I'd be a lot happier if I just wasn't dressed across this wall.
I still feel it. Wouldn't want to stop a light.
Wouldn't
only... Anyway, they have lights on now.
And don't say no more.
Why not?
Well, I smell a rat.
What does he mean, sire?
Quiet. Mm-hmm. Look, but Gorg wouldn't have let you come here unless he had some rotten steam in my...
What can you do?
I'm not sure. Might be a microphone hidden in the cell phone.
Sire, did you hear that?
Enough. Enough and listen. Microphone ideas from work before. Could be tucked away in a wall or something.
That's what explains my Gorg's other strength of mind. Let me come to that.
Come on. No.
Turn up the volume of the loudspeaker. Turn it up.
I am, sire, I am.
Then hurry. Could you understand him, sire?
No.
The volume is full on.
No, it is useless. Yeslings and strictest. We will learn nothing by listening.
Himnos. Yetid. Yetid, sire.
Use her, please. There are others listening to us.
Ah, sire, I find it hard to think in a stupid tongue when I am angry.
Nevertheless, do so.
Very well. Only promise that you will kill those earthlings. Offer them as sacrifices to our god, Nus, at once.
Shouting will not help us, yo.
Make them pray for the sire.
I have just thought of something. Why not give them to your robots? Let them play with them. Trample them to death.
With you.
Sire, I beg of you.
Enough.
We will learn nothing here. Come with me.
To where?
To the cell below. We will creep quietly to the floor. Perhaps we will learn more there. Follow me, quickly.
Mitch wins the universe.
Maybe it's just a line with them.
Oh, it was a condition, of course.
So, Jan?
I have to help catch your walking in the oven.
Well, you're not doing that anyway. We've agreed on that.
I still can't get over him proposing to me.
What?
Gorg asked me to marry him.
Oh, you wouldn't get hitched to that parrot, would you?
You would not.
Hey, hold on, Em.
What is it?
Em, here's our big chance.
What are you talking about?
You're marrying Gorg.
Oh, Mitch, you don't want
You me. Said you wanted to save my life, didn't you?
Of course I do.
Then go to Gorg and tell him you'll marry him.
Yeah, I can't.
You've got to, Anne. You've got to. It's our only hope.
Look, you're rescuing.
Sure. Only we mightn't be alive when it gets here.
Couldn't go through it. I hate that beast. But it's poor.
Take it easy, kid. Take it easy. You're not marrying him proper. You only have to say you will. The stalls will rock your ride.
Well, you think it's help. Say it.
Hold it. Someone's outside the door.
Oh.
I wonder who it is.
Do you think they could have
had it? I doubt it.
I'll give over and find out. I won't come back now. I'll be getting wild.
Okay, watch yourself.
Were you looking for something, sir?
It's my lovely Anne.
Have you lost something?
No, we were waiting for you, Daniel.
It is as you say, sire.
Well, I'm all ready to go. Goodbye, Mitch.
So long, honey. Don't worry about me. I'll be okay.
Sir, may I be granted the privilege of speaking with you alone?
Surely. You can hear. After all, he is my second in command. I have no secrets from him.
Very well. Sir, do you still want to marry me?
Do I want to marry? It would be most pleasing to God.
Very well. I'll become your wife on one condition. That you release Mitch immediately.
Condition? My lovely one, you are in no position to demand anything.
Neither are you, as far as our marriage is concerned.
I agreed to marry you if you helped me capture Rocky Star and the others.
I know. Keep that side of the agreement. I'll tell you where they are.
But when?
When we are married. And when, of course, Mitch.
I see. Anne, my lovely Anne, I will arrange a wedding for this evening.
This evening?
It would be stupid to delay such a delightful event.
Oh, of course, sir, I quite agree with you, but... Oh, women can't be rushed into marriage this way. I have to have new clothes and...
Very well, very well. I will give you... Let me see. Yes, 2 days should suffice. I will give you 2 days to get ready. Then we shall be married. And you will tell me Rocky Star's hiding place without further delay.
Go crazy sitting here in this cave hour after hour. Isn't the weather clearing at all, Jan?
Slowly, Rocky, but these hurricanes take a long time to blow themselves out on Venus. You see, we must all be very patient.
Oh, I quite understand all that, Jan, but as you can appreciate, it's very hard for me to be patient when my friends are in danger.
Yes, Rocky, yes, I realize that. It must be very hard. But what can we do?
Nothing we can do. You've told me that. Yet I've been thinking. If there was only some way of contacting them, of knowing how they are.
I know that they are not dead.
But they're not dead?
Yes.
But how can you be sure of that?
Rocky, my father has a spy in Gorg's palace at Vinton. Colonel is an old friend of long years who is a spy. He regularly sends my father information.
Really? Spy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he takes some risk, doesn't he?
Not really. Colonel's information comes by telepathy.
Oh, I suppose that's fair enough.
Most of our urgent messages are transmitted by thought transference here. We received news of Anne and Mitch some hours ago.
Well?
They are, as we thought, prisoners in Gorg's palace at Vinton. And up to an hour ago, they were still alive.
Well, is that all?
I am afraid so. Our friend has not been able to speak with either of them. He will make himself known as soon as possible.
Oh, well, that's something at any rate.
Try to forget them for the moment, Rocky, and listen to Marla playing the harp. Admittedly, it is not very comfortable in this underground cave. Still, it is better than in the hurricane. Hmm? Rocky.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you speak, Mahler?
Since when has Jan spoken with my voice?
Oh, I'm sorry. What were you saying, Jan?
Nothing much. You have some problem?
No, I haven't anymore.
I do not understand.
While Mahler was playing, I got an idea.
Oh, how to rescue Anne and Mitch?
No. Of how to destroy Gorg quickly.
Can you do that?
I'm positive my plan will work, and that Gorg will be dead within 24 hours.
Taken by Rocky's sudden announcement, Jan and Mahler listen tensely as he explains his plan. What is it? How does Rocky hope to overcome the maniacal jaws? And what of Anne and Mitch? You can't afford to miss the startling developments in the next thrill-packed episode of the Rocky Star Adventure, Destination Venus.